At the beginning of every Mass, after the priest has led us to sign ourselves in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we hear 23 words, which are the same words that we just heard in today's second reader, which was from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now these 23 words are the oldest written description of the most Holy Trinity that we have. And they were written by St. Paul only 20 years after the public life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. Far more significant than their history is that these 23 words are the most important words in the life of everyone in this room. Now, if we don't believe that, or if we don't understand why that would be so, then we need to rethink what it means when we call ourselves Christian, or just why it is that we sign ourselves with holy water in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, or just what it is that we are doing when we offer one another a sign of peace after the Our Father, and then come forward as a group to partake of the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, on this, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, it's appropriate for us to spend some time reflecting on these very important words. Now, of the 23, three really stand out. They are grace, love, and communion, or the word used in today's second reading by St. Paul, fellowship. Let us begin with grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The word grace comes from the Latin word gratia, which means a gift freely given. But when paired with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, grace takes on a very precise meaning. It means the free and undeserved gift from God through the sacrifice of his Son Jesus. For us to accept our destiny to become his adopted children in this life and in the hereafter. As we just heard in today's gospel, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. So when we hear the words, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, we are being challenged to actively accept this undeserved gift from God and to strive to live our lives as his adopted children, here and now, with the hope of living this out to the fullest for all eternity. The second word is love. And the love of God be with you all. The love that Paul is referring to is from the Greek word agape. And it's a kind of love that has less to do with feeling and more to do with commitment. It is the kind of love that sustains a marriage over the long haul, or sustains a priest in his service to the body of Christ over a lifetime. It is the kind of love that we see in today's first reading from Exodus. In it, God himself cries out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity. God is making the bold proclamation of his love and commitment to the Israelites, and he's doing so after the most flagrant example of a lack of faith. You know, they worshipped a golden calf. God will always love his people, the Israelites, despite the fact, as Moses says it, this is indeed a stiff-necked people. That is agape. When we hear the words, and the love of God be with you all, it should be with the confidence that no sin can ever separate us from the love of God, unless we let it. And finally, we have the word fellowship, or communion. And the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The word communion is derived from the Latin word communio, which means sharing unity. But the actual Greek word that St. Paul uses is much more powerful, and is koinonia. Okay, it's a much richer word, and it refers to the unique, intimate relationship found in a marriage. Only St. Paul is saying that through the power of the Holy Spirit, this is the kind of relationship that exists between every person who calls themselves Christian. When we hear the words, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, it should remind us that the sign of peace that we do after the Our Father is not simply a handshake or a polite nod of the head. It is an acknowledgement of a spirit-filled relationship that is more profound than any earthly relationship, even that between family members. It has nothing to do with liking the person. It has everything to do with who they are as adopted children of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 23 simple words. And although they may take less than 10 seconds to say, they are a description of a depth of grace, love, and communion that we were invited to share in and that knows no limits, and that we must never, never take for granted.